is a daily word of encouragement for you from Matthew 27, 3 through 10. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and the elders. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is this to us?" they replied. "That's your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hung himself. The chief priest picked up the coins and said, "It is against the law to put this into the treasury, since it's blood money." So they decided to use the money to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. That is why it has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price set on him by the people of Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. See, the blood money that was used to betray Jesus was used to buy the potter's field. It was a place for people who don't belong, who are away from home to be laid to rest when they die. See, the potter's field being bought with blood money represents what Jesus was about to do on the cross. He was about to pour out his blood and defeat death, offer a place of rest for foreigners, the people who don't belong, the outcasts, the broken, the hurting, the people away from home. See, Jesus loves the foreigner, and Jesus loves you and me. What would have been seen as a degrading use of the blood money, the lowest of things to be bought, was an exact representation